How does a weary world rejoice? We started on this Advent journey by hearing Zechariah's story and acknowledging our own weariness. And now, on the fourth Sunday in Advent, we are invited to conclude our Advent journey by singing stories of hope. Songs have been used throughout time and place and cultures to speak truths, to lift up, to educate, to give hope during times of great distress. And these songs of God's people are embodied. In fact, the London Singing Institute cites that singing releases oxytocin and endorphins, which are known to eliminate anxiety and depression. And they also claim that singers have been observed to have lower levels of cortisol, indicating reduced stress levels. These sung stories of hope cause our bodies to move and dance. They are felt deep within our souls. Even though our bodies and our minds and our spirits are weary, we have reason to hope. Hope for a better future. Hope for a different world. Hope for the Christ child to be born again into this world and for him to meet us where we are and to invite us into his ministry of love and justice and peace. Mary sang her song of hope so many years ago. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being a young girl, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, not married, pregnant, her body full of pregnancy hormones and emotions, full of all the things a woman preparing for parenthood hopes and dreams and worries about? And in this ancient story of our faith, instead of being angry or worried or fearful or distraught, Mary responds with this beautiful song, a song of hope and gratitude. Mary sings about a God of liberation who pulls the powerful from their thrones and lifts up the lowly. Mary sings a story of hope, one in which justice and joy are interwoven. And Zechariah, the first thing he does 8 days after his birth of his son John, who we later know as John the Baptist, when he's finally able to speak again, because we remember that the first Sunday of Advent we learned that Zechariah was not able to speak once he learned that his wife was pregnant with John. Once he's able to speak again, this is the first thing that he offers. He offers his own words of hope and praise and wonder to God. I invite you to remember a time when a song filled you with hope, when sung words cracked open your heart and wedged their way into those doubtful, angry, fearful parts. Maybe it was at a wedding, or a funeral, or a random Sunday morning in worship. Maybe it was in your car on the way to the store, or as you rocked a child to sleep. Maybe it was while you were at a protest, or when you were awaiting the results of a medical test, or holding the hand of someone who was dying. Maybe this was a song that you were able to sing by yourself. Or maybe the song of hope was one that you weren't able to sing. So it was sung to you by people in your beloved community, people who travel with us on this journey of faith and life. As we prepare for a few more hours for Jesus to be born again into this world, I want you to consider how we sing stories of hope into a weary world. How do our words and actions share the good news with others? How do we recognize and proclaim hope in the midst of all the weariness that we're carrying? I'd like to read to you a poem called The Sound of Hope by Reverend Sarah Speed. We've been singing a sad song for quite some time, the melody sinking with our heartbeats, the lyrics stamped to the front of our minds. You say sad songs are honest. It's hard to disagree. For sad songs tap us on the shoulder. Sad songs remind us of the 100 different corners heartbreak could be behind. But I don't have it in me to sing a sad song forever. So despite the news, despite the aches in my body, despite the phone call last night that says she's waiting for the test results, despite yesterday's shooting, despite the unknown and unchanged, I am going to sing a song of hope, like a canary in a snowstorm. I don't need another song of what is. I need a song of what could be. So sing with me. Our voices may get drowned out by the wind, but surely someone will ask, was that a flash of yellow feathers in the snow? Was that the sound of hope? Friends, today we may be able to sing stories of hope to ourselves and to those we meet. And if we aren't yet able to sing these stories ourselves, may we have and find others who can sing these stories of hope to our hearts and our minds and our souls. May you find those embodied stories of hope here, in this place, with this beloved community. Amen.